So any doubts? Becoming shunya means what? What do you mean?
Well, I can follow the argument that the weakness is there all the time. But one is that there may be a situation where there is no weakness at all. The individual consciousness, the consciousness that's there whilst one is awake, or one is dreaming. And I appreciate that when you wake up, you still find yourself in the same place and recognize. But all the same, there could be a situation where one one doesn't wake up.
Yeah.
That was Sunday morning.
You mean the death happens? What if death happens, you're asking?
Yes.
In sleep.
It's prarabdha which makes you wake up.
Yeah.
But what is there? There might be
an experience. No, even if a person doesn't wake up, suppose even if somebody doesn't wake up, okay, as he's sleeping, he dies, somebody dies. Still, that person will wake up in the next janma, in the next new body. Definitely he'll wake up. But the problem is, you will not know if we woken up or not. When he wakes up also, he will not know. You know, he'll wake up in a completely new atmosphere, the new mom and dad, the new tiny body, and not knowing that I'm waking up newly. Only difference. Waking up is there. Waking up is definitely there. But you will not know. That we understand, that is why we only, all this analysis of experiences, we analyze, no, each set of experience, and actually to understand the fact. So, in the light of the knowledge of what you understand when you analyze these experiences, you understand that there is witness, sakshi. That sakshi chaitanyam, sakshi, that witness, again, we can't say consciousness is the witness, we never say. Because witnessing is not an action of consciousness. But there is a witness, and that witness is none other than consciousness. That is what we arrive at. We never say consciousness is the witness. Our chaitanyam is the sakshi. We should not say it. We never say that. But there is a witness. Why do we say there is a witness? Because there is witnessed. There cannot be the witnessed without the witness. Witnessed is the proof for the witness being there. And the witness is there means who that witness is, what that witness is. That witness is, you resolve the witness in consciousness. Witness is none other than consciousness. Only through the witness you arrive at consciousness. Because there is a witness. There is a witness. And you search for the witness. Witness is. Where the witness is, who the witness is. Then you will stumble upon consciousness. You mean you resolve the witness in consciousness. Resolving means intellectually. Like the same example I give always. You know, all of us can see all of us now. Because all our eyes are bright and all of us can see all of us. Because all our forms and all our dress, all our colors are illumined, well lit, so we can perceive. Which means all our forms, even though they're live, not like table, but still there's no light, means all our bodies are opaque. Live bodies are opaque like the insentient table and chair. So then we cannot see each other now. Now we can see each other, which itself is what? The proof is how we are able to see each other. Because all our forms, our bodies are well lit, well illumined, which means there is illumination. Illumined means there is illumination. And the illumination is there means what? There is illuminator here. Isn't it? So when you are seeing the illumined, you are definitely seeing the illumination, you are seeing the illuminator as well. Without knowing that you are seeing the illuminator. In fact, the very perception of the illumined itself is what? In the very presence, in the very existence of the illuminator. Where do you see the illumined? You see the illumined in the very illuminator, in the very existence, in the very presence of the illuminator, you are seeing the illumined. But your attention is totally held by the illumined. Your attention is not paid to the illuminator. You do not know, you do not know that you are seeing everything in the presence of the illuminator. Therefore, you are asked now to distinguish you are asked, made to think. See, you are already seeing the illuminator. But your attention is, really grabbed by the Shastram. It says, come on. Are they all opaque? Aren't they all opaque? Yes. But do they all shine? Yes. How? Because they're all illumined. How? Because there's illumination. Then there must be illuminator? Yes. That means, come on, you shift your attention from the illumined to the illuminator. Only when you're shifting your attention from the illumined to the illuminator, you understand you are already seeing the illuminator. You are not something newly seeing. You are already seeing the illuminator. Isn't it true? It's something very important. You are already seeing the illuminator. Not that you are seeing the illuminator only now. You are already seeing the illuminator. Only thing this you have to be reminded, just your attention has to be shifted. You are stopped, attention is taken away, you are made to see the illuminator. You are made to see the illuminator, illumined also need not be, is not pushed other side. Illumined is as it is, illumination is as it is, illuminator is as it is. All that is done is you are seeing the illuminator already as you are seeing the illumined. When you are told that you are already seeing the illuminator, attention. So you help to distinguish that you are made to know there is an illuminator. Yes, you are already seeing the illuminator. Now, come on, focus only on the illuminator and ask this question: who this illuminator is? Nothing is said here which is against your reasoning.
I think the confusion I am having is this, what you mentioned earlier, which is a witness.
Yeah, yeah, this I'm coming to the point. I'm using this as an example to make you understand that. So then you search for the illuminator, you understand this illuminator. This illuminator is none other than the light. Is it? There is light. And that is when you arrive at the substance called light. And you're resolving the illuminator in the light cognitively. The purpose is served, isn't it? Then now you don't need to see the illuminator, illumination, nothing. You have arrived at the light. Isn't it? Arrived at the light. Once you arrive at the light, the purpose is served. Similarly, here also, the Shastram uses these three even states of experience also. Analysis of the three states of experience, avasthatraya, prakriya, is used. And then every state of experience, the experienced is because experience is because the experiencer is. The experiencer, who the experiencer is. Because the experienced is different, therefore experience of the different object is there. It means there is experiencer. In every state of experience, there is an experiencer. Object changes, experience changes, the experiencer is one and the same. Experiencer does not change. And that experiencer, we otherwise call what we say witness, sakshi. That witness, again you ask who this experiencer is. Who is this distinct from? When there is experience, there is an experiencer along with the experience. But we never pay attention to the experiencer. So we are helped to distinguish the experiencer from the experience. What the experience is, what the experience is, and thereby distinguish the experiencer from the experience and see that experiencer is, ask the question who this knower is, experiencer is, you arrive at the, again stumble upon him, consciousness. Then you cognitively resolve the experiencer in consciousness, or witness in consciousness, or knower in consciousness, you arrive at the vastu. This vastu is ekam, which is only substance, which is timeless, spatially limitless, it's always there. But what comes and goes, even now, even the sense I am is not there. That is why when you suppose somebody dies, somebody is every day you go to bed and wake up next day, I am, I am, I am, I am. Every day you wake up, I am. I am, then this is. I am, this is. Fall asleep, no, I am goes, this also goes. Nothing is. But you are there. I am resolves, isn't it? That's why a mass of consciousness, I said. In sleep, without the knowledge I am, without the knowledge the universe is, there is vastu. The vastu remains as vastu, there is no I sense, there is no this sense also. When there is I sense, that is what is called a waking up. Waking up means what? When there is I sense, only then there can be this sense. Aham must be there, then you can say idam is there, isn't it? You can never say, no, I did not know whether I was, but I knew very well this was. Can you ever say that? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think I am. I know, but this is. Can you ever say that? Never can you say. You have to come first, I am. Only following you, only this universe comes. If you are not there, this Jagat cannot be. The universe is because you are there, you are, therefore the universe is. If you are not there, there's no universe. this pronoun, one pronoun, isn't it, just stands for the whole known prapancha, the entire the known, the entirety of the known, isn't it, is indicated by one pronoun, this, idam jagat. One word is enough, idam. That is possible when one pronoun, aham. Without aham, there is no idam. That thing is very important. That is why I am, Swamiji always asks this. The universe is, therefore I see. I see, therefore the universe is. Which expression is correct? I see, therefore the universe is. If I do not see, the universe is as good as not there, non-existent. And I, isn't it, it's called waking up, manifestation. Vritti, aham vritti. One that comes in idam vritti, manifests. Then the difference also. Knower, known. I, this. You fall asleep, idam goes. Why? Because I go. I goes, then idam also, this also goes. When it resolves, there is no difference. I, this difference is not there. Thungita naan enge, nee enge. You fall asleep, where is I, where is you, where is this? Isn't it? Once you fall asleep, where is I? Where is this? Where is you? Where the differences? No differences are there. Differences are there for you. You are not yourself. How can there be differences for you? Nothing. Isn't it? That waking up, every day you wake up. I am. I am. Every day, see, like today, even to enjoy this Saturday, this date, May, this place, this particular eatable has to be, a part of the list, what has to go in, okay? Amazing. We don't really, we take things for granted. Every small bit of pain and pleasure, well calculated and brought, okay? Ordained. Just you are there to go through that. It, given time, place, everything. That goes. And then every day wake up. One day, the wife tells, we were talking together last night, then he went to bed, we went to bed, I woke up in the morning, I came back, and I kept, as usual, I took the tea to him, cup of tea, but the tea, I kept the tea next to him, and it was there these days, he didn't wake up. And others say, very good death. Others will say, without any suffering, very good death. No, no suffering, nothing. If anybody goes, falls asleep and does not wake up and goes by there, it means really good death. So the person after the death, that is when it's like you think, nothing is there. Actually, it's like in sleep. How you are in sleep, so you will be in death. So it becomes a longer sleep. Somebody dies in death, sir, in sleep, it's like a longer sleep. And when you wake up again, then that what happens to that, isn't it? Then prarabdha determines, ordains a new shariram. And then other only when all 9 months and all this Bhagavatam says, all that you go through, and then you are born, and when you wake up, aham. Idam is different. Everything is different. Only thing, you don't know the connection. That is the mind. That is some, our chittam has some limitation. It completely off. We don't remember anything of the past. Suppose if we remember, means what, all of us will be remembering all our previous janma's parents. You know, previous janma's parents and previous janma's grandparents and then relatives and then wives and husbands and then children. My God. And then all the previous vengeance, previous anger, previous jealousy, hatred, and all those things will continue. In a way, it's good. Completely washed off. You wake up new. But only, what is the, from our subconscious, that things will surface. That is what punya papa, pain and pleasure. That surfacing is, you know, that's what in keeping with parabdha. That's why it's like asto shunyam. It's not shunyam. Isn't it? Because the question comes. Because in sleep, what is there? That is where the Buddhist and Advaitin differs. In deep sleep state, what is there? Where is Siddham? Where is I? Nothing is there. Nothing is there. Nothing is there means nothing is experienced as an object. But nothing is experienced. This experience of the nothingness. But that experience of the nothingness cannot be shared as you are experiencing the nothingness. That is the problem. When do you talk about the experience of nothingness? Only on waking up. As you are sleeping, as you are not experiencing anything, can you talk about the experience of nothingness? Now I don't experience anything. That you cannot say. That is why it looks as though nothing is there. But who is that one who can, on waking up, who can recollect the experience? See, if you are able to, nothing I have experienced, and waking up you are able to say, which means the experience was there. The experiencer was there. The experiencer recollected the experience and able to talk. Therefore, what you say, the experiencer, that experiencer is what? Was very much there. Isn't it? That experiencer, we say, is the witness, Sakshi, Chaitanyam. That's why it's very, 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 is very natural for us to think there's nothing is there. There's shunyam. Suppose even if you wake up from sleep, then even somebody passes away also, what happens? The same thing. It's like just going back to sleep. Death, the minute, death is what? We have already taught you in Dhritarishyaveka class. What is death? Only parabdha ends, the sukshma leaves. It finds some excuse happens, okay? Something happens. Then sukshma leaves, once the minute it leaves the physical body, everything is off, like in sleep. The mind is non-functional, the sense powers become non-functional. Even pranas become non-functional. The minute it leaves, everything is non-functional. Non-functional sukshma is non-relatable. See, the sukshma cannot, the sukshma is functional. For the sukshma to be functional, it must obtain in the sthulam. This is the thing. Without the sthulam, the sukshma by itself can exist, but it cannot be functional. The non-functional sukshma is non-relatable. So, sukshma can be related only when it is functional. For it to be functional, it should be with the sukshma, sthula. And only in the presence of the sukshma, the sthula can be alive also. See, without the presence of the sukshma, sthula will be dead. Without the sthulam, sukshma will be non-functional. Not dead, but non-functional. Therefore, non-relatable. That is why for us there is a big vacuum. Sthula becomes disintegrated, sukshma is non-relatable, imperceptible. So nothing is there. That is why you feel a big vacuum. We want something to relate to. You can't relate to the sukshma, even though the person is alive. The sukshma continues. That's why we say called the Jiva Yatra. There's a book called Jiva Yatra, text called Jiva Yatra. Then Yatra. It leaves this body and it goes to another pilgrim center. Jivasya Yatra. Journey of the soul. Again, then that in between period, before the birth, after the death, the sukshma, isn't it, is non-relatable, non-functional, but alive. The sukshma is as good as non-existent. Non-existent. It's non-relatable, isn't it, for you. What happens? It is like then what happens? What is the condition of that? It's like remaining in sleep. We can be 100% sure. After the death, we'll all be in long sleep. What will happen to me after the death? What will happen to me? You cannot see your own body being cremated. The sukshma goes out, stands aside and sees the body being cremated. You cannot relate to. Sukshma cannot, when the non-functional sukshma, isn't it? Non-functional cannot, there's no perception, nothing is. You cannot see your own physical body being cremated or anything. You cannot feel the pain of it also. You cannot even see, you cannot even know what's happening around. Nor can others not relate to you.
Sukshma. Shruti talks of heaven and hell.
Yeah. Yeah. That in keeping with your parabdha, you have a lot of punyam, then they say you go to higher lokas and all that. There again, that is why. Without the gross physical body, whatever you experience you have, after some time, okay, that's all the experiences you have in heaven are like going through experiences in dream. Suppose when you fall asleep and you dream, no? You go through a dream. And in dream, suppose you have long, very good dream, 2-3 hours of dream. Imagine. 2-3 hours. Dream time is very fast, you know that. Imagine, suppose it's not possible for one to dream for many long hours. But even if one dreams, but when you wake up, it looks a whole night to dreamt. But you would have dreamt only a few minutes, few seconds. The whole night you don't dream, really speaking. But it looks as though you had dreamt the whole night. The whole night the fellow was chasing you. That's how you feel when you wake up. And the dream, what all, so you go to different places, you see people, you talk to people, and you do. So, no, you the whole journey you can dream. Which airport you get down, and which places you see, and which hotels you stay, which food you eat, and who are the people you see, what are things you like, you bought, you put in, everything, whole dream you have. And lots of really pleasure. In the dream itself, you talk about your journeys and pleasures. You know, I went here, I enjoyed this, you know, how nice that particular, you know, this Badusha in Mauritius was very good. All these things you can talk about. And once you wake up, all that you should know is all, in all, Vasanamaya, only thought. Every small object you experience in your dream is only thought. Just the thought. Thought object. It is not all tangible, but it is real. When you are dreaming, it is all real. Real car, real bus, real suite, real places, real objects. Everything is real, real, real. Is it tangible? No, just the thought. But when do you know it is a thought? On waking up. It's real only for you. Similarly, any heavenly pleasure, what you experience after death, before you assume this human body and you're born again here, that experience is like the dream experience. The dream sukham. Heavenly sukham is like the dream sukham. Because all thought, vasanamaya. It's not that really how you are sitting here, the physical with the physical body, and eat these things and drink these things and all this. See these people, like that in heaven, like how you go from here to, you know, some other place, and then you watch, see everything, like a traveling from here to other place, and then, no. It's all absolutely your own mind. There is no swargaha outside of your mind. There is no hell outside of your mind. It's all thought. Only difference is, when you wake up from dream, you can recollect your dream experience and talk to other people. But when you come back from heaven, you cannot feel proud or express, feel proud of, boast, you cannot boast what all heavenly pleasures you enjoyed. That you cannot do. No, why? You will not remember anything. Whether you come back from heaven or you come back from the previous janma, this janma, nothing of the past can be remembered. If you all can remember our dream, suppose if we all went to heaven, and because of limitation of punyam, we have come back to again human world, and we all can remember our heavenly experiences. Imagine. We don't need to do anything else. Sit here and then close your eyes and, I went there. How nice it was. You can only recollect those experiences and live in the joy of, pleasure of, simply recollecting the pleasures. You can have that pleasure at least. That's what we are not. Bhagavan doesn't want us to have that joy, okay? And everything you forget, you don't even know. Suppose I ask you, have you ever gone to, how many of you remember? Have you ever visited heaven in your previous lives? Who can tell me? Sure, forget it, definitely. Yes, I did visit heaven. In my previous, no, not the previous, before the one. I visited heaven. Who can tell me? If it was somebody says, yes, I visited. Come on, what experience you had? You can tell, we all can say it's all called bluff. Because you cannot recollect nothing of your experience. You cannot recollect anything of your experience. Okay? Therefore, for us to have the experience and to be able to remember the experience, to be able to recollect the experience, and to be able to reproduce, isn't it? Represent the experience, you must be living in this world with this nice human grass body. That is why human body is very precious. Even though we have a lot of problems. That's a different thing. But only this, you need this. Sthula must be there. Then that experience is what? That is why experience in this world is tangible. It's not thought, isn't it? Vasanamaya prapancha is different. Have I answered slightly at least your question? Have I? Because previously it sounded as though I was going out of the track, no? I wasn't answering questions. It's okay now, isn't it?